Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 10th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's contested presidential election results.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the just-ended presidential election in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe's MDC alliance has filed a court challenge against President Emmerson Mnangagwa's election victory, halting Mnangagwa's inauguration that had been due on Sunday. Advocate Nelson Chamisa's lawyer, Tawani Mpofu, says he asked the Constitutional Court to nullify the July 30th vote and declare the proper winner. He says Chamisa won the election. Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi told Reuters Sunday's inauguration will no longer happen until the case is finalized in the courts.
The Constitution requires a losing presidential candidate to file a challenge within 7 days of a winner being declared. The Constitutional Court, which can declare a new winner or order a fresh election, must rule within 14 days of an election petition. Some of the attorneys representing the MDC Alliance are from South Africa.
Mnangagwa got 2.46 million votes against 2.15 million for Chamisa. The opposition said the result was rigged. Security forces killed about 7 people when Zimbabweans staged a protest in Harare over delays in announcing the presidential election.
Please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona Facebook pages. And if you wish to join the show, you can also phone this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yebo Chonga, kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu, kunjani Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe yanga iri anzi kutamba tsotsa unopinda tsafu yakasimba. Unoda munhu anenge akasimba mudariro. Ndokurarama kuri kuitika muZimbabwe, kupinda wakasimba mudariro.
Wavone kuti election yakushwa njani? Yahamba njani?
Nemaonero andakaita ndichizoona vanhu vandaitaura navo Gibbs vakawanda vaifunga kuti musi waitwa sarudzo zvavaitarisira zvinobuda, asi mushure mekunge sarudzo dzazoziviswa kuti ndiani akunda, ndopandakatanga kuona vanhu vakawanda vakukwanisa kutanga kutaura vachinyunyuta vachipokana nezvazvabuda. Asi musi wesarudzo vakawanda vese vaingofunga zvinhu zvafamba zvakanaka.
Lamhlake sikhangela ngoti dabalokhete kuti sebefakile mapepa eConstitutional Court abantu beMDC Alliance bati okutwa wanqoba umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa akuhambanga ngemfanelo. Ngakho bathe pa amapepa abo, njalo kulabanye abantu abavela kule South Africa abanjengo-advocate Mpofu ababuye ukuthi baze-representa MDC Alliance. Kuzobuya labanye-ke abaseZimbabwe khonapho. Sibonile nje nithe ngikhuluma lo Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda omele-ke oyisikhulumele sikaChamisa uthi bebela amapepa amane ngokubangalisayo, uthi ekhoti bekufunakala inqwaba la nqwaba zamapepa. So amapepa bethola langabanye abantu hobozo kuti hambe utwele ngebhara so ke kunjalo ke mfowethu kuzobuya ke inauguration akade kumelwe khona ngeSunday ayisekho. So ngoba ngangiwaphosela udaba lolu suvimbe konke 14 days utumelele kuze kulunge.
No feasting on Sunday.
Vele akusela inkomo lezane zibuleweyo angazi ukuthi inyama iyakuya ngaphi.
Zawana a new lease of life mombele.
Akutshela bad joke.
Ndizvo zvo Gibbs wongu nhasi vadiwa vateereri nevatariri tiri kutaura nezvedanho ratorwa neMDC Alliance rekuenda kudare reConstitutional Court kana kudare repamusoro-soro vachipikisa zvakabuda musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika zvakaziviswa neZimbabwe Electoral Commission kuti vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vaimirira ZANU PF musarudzo iyi ndo vakanga vakunda. dare rinoda kuti izvozvo zvisendekwe ndingati bato reMDC Alliance rinoda kuti izvozvo zvisendekwe nedare dare rozivisa kuti vakakunda musarudzo ndavachamisa vaNelson Chamisa kana kuti advocate Nelson Chamisa vaimirira MDC Alliance musarudzo nekuti vari kuti sarudzo idzi dzakaberidzirwa maonero avo vachamisa ndo vakakunda sezviri kutaura naGibbs kuti vane mazuva 14 kana kuti 14 ekuti vange vachinyaya uchinzwika kudare asi danho iro raita kuti kugadzwa kwemutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa kwavanga vachitaroswa kugadzwa nemusi wesvondo kumiswe kusvika dare rapa mutongo waro kuti vachamisa ndo vakakunda here kana kuti rinoti dzokuraisarudzo kana kuti rinoti vamunangagwa ndo vakakunda zvichireva kuti mabiko anga akatarisirwa kuitwa nemusi wesvondo ambosendekwa
So we saw that Twitter was on fire. As soon as those guys filed the papers, and somebody sent out the first page, and the first page had one issue, the spelling of Nangaku.
Okay.
And everyone was saying, you know, this is something else. Why did they do that? Then Fazai Mahere sent out a Twitter and said, it doesn't matter. She's a legal practitioner. So we hear from the courts. So let's listen to what Advocate Tabani Mpofu, who is the lead lawyer in this case, is saying about the issue.
Yes. Okay, the president's lawyer is going to give a statement regarding the process. Advocate Mpofu.
Thank you. The application was confirmed. I assume it's an application.
Okay, sorry, I'll start all over again.
Okay, the application has been lodged. As you can see, it is a thick application. Apart from this application, there's also a separate bundle of evidence which deals with all the issues that are raised in this application. And for instance, we've managed to place before the court unpopulated those signed V11 forms. And how does that happen? We've managed to place before the court V11 forms which show an attempt to erase the figures that have been entered. We've managed to place before the court all the mathematical and statistical irregularities. We've managed to place before the court the background issues that bear on the conduct of a free, fair and credible election. So okay. What must now do is to argue the matter.
There you are. He says the next step is to argue the case, Baba Chonga. We are kuluma sibili lapha umnumzana uThabani Mpofu. Onguye phela umkhulu wabo. Bolapha ke abakhangela icala leli. Ukuthi bathi ukuthi pho kusuka lapho kuya ngapi. So bathi sebeka ngene ekhoti ke bakhulume ngakho kusibili ngoba le inauguration njengoba sikhulumile kayisekho.
Nyaya mafi 11 hanzi mafomu hanzi mafi 11 vakuti pane umbo kuti pane anga achida kuwandudzwa kana kushandurwa vatingati kana kuirezwa kuti zvigadziridzwe mafiga kana mafigiri ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvavari kutaura izvozvo.
Now the computers are certain things. If you write something today and try to enter it into a system, it records dates. Maybe that's what he's talking about here.
That is you.
And then these V11 forms, did you see them in Zimbabwe?
Daka ona how do they look like? I nyorwa ne maoko Gibbs. Daka zvishinji ma entries angare kutonyora ne ballpoint. Zvinyora muchinyora wozoinamirwa panzvimbo paanenge achiswa kuti uya wana mavota akati uya wana zvakati.
So you can tear those and change them and then forge signatures.
Kuzoforge handizvozoti unobudirira here asi kana rakanga rasainwa bozi raifana kuzosainwa nema agent emapato saka kana rakanga rangosainwa rinenge ra an authentic document saka izvozvo ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvavanenge vachitarisa ndofunga munyaya dzavo nekuti kana papa ine kupokana dzimwe nguva vanhu veMDC Alliance vaigona kuramba kusaina zvavanenge vachipikisa kuti handizvo zvabuda.
So when you saw those V11 forms, they were outside the polling stations, right?
Yes.
And they had some copies inside.
Yes.
So meaning that you could have taken a picture and kept that picture and
yes,
those that were inside.
Pictures.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because the whatever they post is the result of that polling station. Yes, this was a polling station based election.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Chonga. So now I think we are joined by Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is the MDCT presidential spokesperson. Dr. Sibanda, welcome to the program.
Welcome and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Give us an update of what is going on.
Oh, well, what is going on is that as President Nelson Chamisa had promised election, he has, through his lawyers, engaged the Supreme Court or the Electoral Court to get the announcement that got Mnangagwa declared president nullified on a number of grounds, and this provided evidence to the effect that President Mnangagwa is simply declared the winner, but is not necessarily the elected president of the country.
And you kept the nation on, you know, just hanging, like you went for the last minute here to say, let's just put it. Why did you wait for such a long time?
I think that that's the impression that you get, you know, from the outside looking in. The fact of the matter is that because of the law, we had to serve those documents to over 25 individuals outside the court, but then also serve the same documents to the nine justices of the court, and then also serve those documents to various members of the Electoral Commission and to people in the government. So the documents that we're making and the scope, just the size of the document itself, will tell you that we had a mammoth task to carry out. I spent nearly 36 hours locked up in a command center, just trying to get the documents together. So over the 36 hours, no one slept, and you don't see the scale of the work until you get to do it. So we spent a lot of time on the clerical part of the work, but also that, as you know, there's a lot of goodwill on this. We had over 1,000 lawyers who were willing to look at the documents and to participate in the country, and we have international lawyers coming from the region and from other regions. And that simply means that we had a lot of eyes looking at these documents, looking at the evidence we had. And we had to make sure that they all look at it so that we were quite certain that our application met the highest standard and also that our evidence was incontrovertible.
Yes,
Dr. Swanda, I just wanted to hear from you whether you're only challenging the presidential election or you are challenging presidential House of Assembly and also the council.
These things are done at different stages, but as the presidential spokesperson, I only speak on behalf of the president. The president, in this case, has made an application that's specific to the presidential election. And I know that the party has parallel processes that are looking at the validity and authenticity of the results as announced by ZEC for the parliamentary side. But today's petition was specific to the presidential election.
And also, we had people inquiring or asking about where ZEC was placed or is placed on the court papers. Some said it's at number 24 respondents. Does this matter?
No, it doesn't matter. Look, the manner in which you lay down your respondents and who should be your respondent in an election is determined by law. What I mean by that is that we did not necessarily choose who should be respondent number one, number two. The law lays out procedures as to who should be respondent. As you can see in our affidavit to the court, all those who participated in the election are named as respondents. Now, that's not our making, that's the making of the law. And it doesn't mean that we think that they conspired in the process. It's just how it is required in terms of the rules of the court.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Gibbs.
Yeah, so since we're talking about abantu abaningi bakhuluma ngebizo likaMnangagwa, his spelling. So, Dr. Swanda is saying so many eyes actually read, went through the document. So, Dr. Swanda, can you assure people that the application won't be thrown out because of the misspelling of Mr. Mnangagwa? It reads Mnangagwa, you know, something like that. So people are very worried. So can you tell them what happened?
Look, that petition carries Mnangagwa's name in about 1,000 places. And there's just one place where that name has been misspelled, as I said, partly because the document has gone went through many eyes, and that typo was effected last minute, not because somebody was typing the name, but because they just keyed in something without noticing that they were doing that. If you look at the printouts that we had before that, everything was correct to set the last printout. And these things do happen. Typos are everyday life things. I don't think that we should really be measuring on minors here. It will be interesting to see that ZANU-PF would like to defend its candidate by really measuring on a small typo. It would indicate that they have no evidence. And fortunately, I think that is the evidence that's going to determine this case. It's not the politicking about anything else. Look, I don't think that that mistake by itself nullifies our application, but I think the difference in the numbers announced by ZEC is certainly very essential and important to nullify the election. So those who think that the name means anything, they must wait until they find out that the numbers announced by Chigumba are different to the numbers that Chigumba has since provided on her website.
Yeah, ngazi sikhala ngesintu sibila kutshela abantu ukuthi konke lokwenzileyo libona zana kuya ngapi baba Sibanda ngamafutshane.
Well, sikuthekelele ukuthi nxa kuyikuthi lizwe leZimbabwe lisebenzisa umthetho njalo elandela umthetho, njengokuthi thina sibeke phambi komthethwandaba indaba emqoka njalo ele-evidence eqinileyo, ngibona ngani kuzaba lula-ke ukuthi i-court izitholele ukuthi hayi kutsho ukuthi isicelo senu siyazwakala ivumelane nalokho esikutshoyo, ngoba sikhuluma silandela umthetho. Umthetho uthi umuntu ophumelelayo ekhethweni fanele abe umuntu owinileyo phela lelo khetho, engumuntu othole amanamba athize esedlula abanye. Kodwa sicela ukuthi amanamba anikwe upresident declared Edim Nangagwa ngawa asiweqiniso, ngoba ngawafanani lalawo atholakala kumaphepha afakwe UZEC kuma-website. So upresident elect uNelson Gamisa uthi yena uzosebenza lama-court, asebenze njalo nabantu beZimbabwe ukuthi kube le ndlela yokubuyiselwa umbuso wokhetho.
Yes, abo ngakhulu ke ufisa ukumbuza kumbe siye phambili.
Tombonzi kaidi kuti vari kutiona pa Facebook Live pashona apo vari kuti Gibbs hanzina mukoma munyaradzi charara watching live from South Africa Mpumalanga in Schumansdal, with God everything is possible. Mukoma Komborero Chepiri hanzi wachi sekunda Mpumalanga, then Tafazwa Bebe CCC kuda kwashe Dani Chasi God's case no appeal. Then vazonyora zvakare mukoma kuda kwasha anza hashtag God is in it. Then Meva Chirodza, hello. Mudenda wa mudenda twalumba. Then obvious semwayo watching from Lodium Pretoria. Siva mwari kuti tifonerei pana mukoma munyaradzi charara vaisa namba dzavo pano, tichaedza kufonerai Gibbs.
I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Machobana Ncube. He's a human rights lawyer. He's based in Bulawayo. That is Zimbabwe's second largest city. Mr. Machobana Ncube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs. Thank you. And good evening to the listeners.
Yes.
And to Dr. Banda.
Thank you so much. And now tell us, what's your view on all this, the filing of this court case, and what is likely to be the outcome of this?
At this point in time, it's difficult to say. I can guess what the outcome is. But essentially, I mean, from what we have heard and from what Dr. Swana was saying, I think one can say that there has been, sticking with the numbers somehow, and therefore, that will certainly serve to say the results as has been announced are not correct. But however, if we may take a detour a bit, if you go to to the Electoral Act, I think that's Section 3, it provides that, there are certain principles that should govern democratic elections in this country. Some of those principles require that each and every person who qualifies to vote should be allowed to exercise their right to vote. The other is that those who govern should derive their power, their mandate from the people through an electoral process that is free, that is fair, that is transparent, and so many other things. So what is a trial right now, that will be a trial before the Constitutional Court, is whether those principles have been adhered to. And then if you go to the founding principles in our Constitution, that is Section 2, it also provides for all those things that this country is anchored on certain principles, one of which is transparency. So whatever you do as a governmental body or a public officer, you have to do it in such a manner that it is transparent. If one alleges that you have not done it properly, for instance, there is a chapter, I think it's chapter 8 of the Constitution, that also sets out certain principles that apply to an electoral process, which also speaks to issues of fairness, transparency. And then Section 67 also speaks to political rights, that those people who are qualified to vote should be able to vote for their chosen representative, and those that want to stand for public office should be able to campaign freely and derive their mandate from the electorate. So if you add all these things are the things that will be a trial in the Constitutional Court, because you would know that our electoral process requires that at each and every polling station, there are what are called V11 forms. Those V11 forms are filled out by the electoral officer that is in charge of that station. And then a copy is given to all the political parties, to the agents of the political parties, to observers. And then a copy is sent to the ward center, because a constituency has got polling stations. From polling stations, go to wards, and then the constituency. So at the ward level, all the V11 forms are put together, and then a V23 form is then compiled for each and every ward. And then from there, you go to a constituency level where V23D forms are compiled. And then it is those V23B forms that are then sent to the national ZEC offices, what they call colloquially the command center. Then you tabulate all those figures. So at the end of the day, you have all this evidence, all this paper trail from the polling station level all the way. So you should be able to add up the numbers and see whether, I mean, those democratic principles that we spoke about in Section 3 of the Act have been adhered to, whether the person who has been declared to be the e-winner has been elected in terms of those principles, whether they add up, because you then do not take power unless there is a clear mandate that has been given to you by the electors.
Thank you so much. Sicela ubambe khona phonga ekhatshana nababa Machobana Ncube. Usesilobani lapho ke.
Tena vaphaida moyo Saurombe Igweta vaphindawo muchirongwa chino kuti things go maonerawo. Makadi va Saurombe.
Tinofara makadiwo ikoko.
Aiwa tiri vapenyu, tinotenda zvikuru kuti makwanisa kusiya zvamava muchiita muchipindawo muchirongwa chedu. Vateereri vedu vangafara kwazvo kunzwawo maonero enyu panyaya iyoyo yaitika yekuti MDC Alliance yasvitsa kudarira pamusoro-soro chikumbiro chekuti ringe richirasa zvakaziviswa neZEC pasarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika. Zvii zvamungataurawo pamusoro pazvo?
Chekutanga ndoda kuti zvaitwa nebato reMDC Alliance zviri pamutemo, uye zvinoprovhaidwa izvo nemutemo kuti vakwanise kunga vachienda kudare guru munyika, kuti vanoisawo chichemo chavo maererano nekubatwa kwakaitwa sarudzo dzemunyika muno. Ndochekutanga chendingada kutaura. Saka iyoyo ikodzero yavo, and ikodzero zvakare kuti vamiririre ruzhinji rweZimbabwe rwakavavhotera mukati mesarudzo vachiita zvese zvavakaita izvozvo.
Vamwe vari kuti nguva yatorwa neMDC Alliance yekuzosvisa mapepa kumatare inguva yanga yekutotarisira kuti pakugadzwa mutungamiri wenyika akaziviswa ndiye akakunda. tanzwa edu Dr. Mkululeko Siwanda wachitsanangura kuti aiwa danho racho rakanonotswa nekuti kune magwaro nemagwaro anga achimboshandwa imi munoonawo sei
Ichocho chogona kuita chokwadi uye asitikasarisa kuti mutemo unotipa kuti zvinhu zvifambe sei chekutanga chiringada kutaura chekuti dumbire remutemo mukaenda pasection 93 rinotipa iro mazuva anokwanisa iyo kuti paiswe challenge kudare guru munyika mirano nemaelections mazuva anotarwa aya i 7 days 7 days dzedu dzinotanga kuerengwa papi kubva pakadaidzirwa maresults pakanzi paita uyo akunda maresults tikatarisa kudaidzirwa kwakaitwa musi wechina kana kuti musi weFriday mangwanani kuma after 1 a.m. Saka ndio panotanga kuwerengwa mazuva kuti wangava musi wechishanu saka kusvika nhasi zvakare musi wechishanu MDC yanga ine nguva yekuti vaiise mapepa pamwe chete vaiisa mapepa pamwe chete vakwanise ivo kuzoendesa mapepa aya kudare guru renyika
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vasaurombiramba yenyu muri parunhare
iye wotiziye kubaba udokotela Spanda so dokotela nxa usukhangele sibili ngabantu laba elibuye labo ukuthi bakuhambe ekoti akusitshela ukuthi amadoda ngobani Dr. Spanda are you there Dr. Nkululeko Spanda I'm trying to
yes.
Yeah, okay akusitshela ukuthi ngobani amagqwetha abakhona baba ukuzithi abantu babebazi ukuthi kulozibani
Well, amagqwetha amaningi atholakeleyo asebenza ngaphansi kuka advocate Thabani Mpofu silabo advocate asithi labo Chris Mike sibe lamagqwetha amato advocate Dali Mpofu abe South Africa abathe no babone ngani umsebenzi oqhakathekileyo njalo oqotho bavumelana basebenzisayo bazabuya basebenzele ndawonye lopresident nebumjamisi sothona kuyinto enhle kakhulu leyo ukuthi amagqwetha vele mazwela atshiyeneyo atholakala esebenza ndawonye lopresident nebumjamisi
so some people were asking before we came to this show you know about the cost of actually hiring these lawyers who's going to pay
Well, you know, when you are doing good and when your intentions are good, you get a lot of goodwill from a lot of people. Mm. And I think that most of this is being done out of goodwill. A lot of costs are being covered by people who realize that the President Nelson Chamisa won this election and that he's been cheated out, that Zanu-PF is trying to cheat him out of the victory. As such, that's how this has gone. The party is in a good position in terms of costs related to this this challenge.
Tumuzwa kuti va machovana ncube amene kuti vanokwanisa here kutaura neshona. Mr. Ncube.
Go try hangu. Vunza blessing chichi wone
uta. Nasi butsu dza blessing dzakapfekwa naJonga idiki zvadzasi ndinokwanisa kufamba nadzo.
thank you sorry for that Jonga.
No problem. Ndachitangonzwa kuti zvikuru richitarisa kunyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu. Pane kutyorwa here kwekodzero dzevanhu kungadai kwaitwa nedanho ratorwa neMDC.
Aiwa apana kodzero zvakatyorwa in fact zvakaitwa neMDC ndizvo zvakakosha because vanhu vakaenda neuzhinji unovhota and such bane entitlement yekuti vhoti yacho iyoyo ioneke kuti zvise kuti yafamba sei
mwanisi mwanda kuse kukumeka ke machovana kuta ubambe konapo siyabuwa kwe nyesikape kape iye so usu ngezo machovana ngope ya ngezo iye ukingo lwa kikata wani so ucha ezindu
asi vanga washaura kuti apana kodzero dzemunhu dzakatyorwa nekuti vamwe vanogona kuti inini ndakavhota saka ndakutyorwa kodzero dzangu nekuti ndanchitarisira kuti musi wesondo vamunangagwa vagadzwe mumwe uyu saka ndotaida kunzwa kuti pane violation of any human rights with what the MDC did he says no it's their constitutional right to do that and that they are also representing a lot of people who may have been disenfranchised. Yes, I think let's talk about Ncube. Yes, kana mwine zvekuwedzera zvenyu vaNcube.
Awasei kuti zvakakosha kuti tinzwisise kuti panyaya dzematongero enyika vanhu vari kupinda mumaofisi kuti batonge vanhu mutemo wenyika uri kuti vangofanira kuti baite vanhu vakangoelektwa nevanhu so hapana zvaka chora ne MDC kuti iende kukoti because ikuenda kukoti kwacho ikoko kwakavhunyimirwa na section 93 we constitution kuti kuendwe kukoti pakune dispute so the inauguration zvofanira kuti zvimire until dispute yacho yagadzirwa yapera.
Akufanele isiNdebele sibili baba Machoba Ncube kuti nxa sikhangela khona okwenziwe MDC kusemthethweni yini uqambe sibili njengoba sitsho section 93 siyakwazi njalo nokuthi section 94 uyatsho ukuthi nxa sokunje kumele kwenziweni.
Esingakutsho ukuthi ngomthetho welizwe isisekelo sombuso nxa kuthe kwenziwa ukhetho kulokungavumelani sikhangelele ukuthi mhlawumbe ukhetho aziphuthwanga ngendlela eqondileyo kuvunyelwe ukuthi kuhanjwe ekhothi yilowo othi yena ukhethwa luphathwa ngendlela eqondileyo and then idale selizakhangela lihlolisise libone ubufakazi obulethwe ngulowo complainayo ukuthi ukhethwa lugushwa kuhle njani lingenza njalo sokufuze ukuthi inauguration ime ukugcotshwa kwalowo obekuthiwa ukhethiwe ngoba kufuze ukuthi idale liqale lizwisise ukuthi onguye vele onqobileyo nguphi ngoba uzananzelela futhi ukuthi umuntu ofuze ukuthi agcobe lobe kuthiwa uwinile ngu-chief justice ngapha at the same time ufuze ukuthi abe nguye ozaba ngumphathisihlalo wedale le-constitutional court ekuhloleni ekuhluzeni lolu daba oseliphanyekwe phambi kwe-constitutional court so kululungele abantu ukuthi nxa belo muntu abemkhethileyo wakhanya ukuthi kakuvunyelwana kuqale kuyehluzwa yi-constitutional court akulalungelo lomuntu elephulwe ngaleyo ndlela ngoba upresident uvele ukhona kathesi esihlalweni until kuze kutholakale upresident elect omutsha so akula vacancy ekhona ayikho iproblem ilizwe liyaqhubeka lisiya phambili.
Asiyamuzimajobana so he says this has been done through following the constitution. And it says, you know, as per the constitution, things are going ahead, like, you know, in terms of life. People have to know that this is a process that is supposed to be done as per the constitution.
Let me go to Mr. Saurombe. Mr. Saurombe, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Yes. Is there any possibility that out of the respondents is one or two or ten may say no or refuse to accept the court papers?
Yes, that ability is there, but when you look at the, when you look at the rules of our court and when you look at how the sheriff executes his duties, you'll discover that if one refuses to accept the papers, there are ways in which are acceptable to the court in which service can actually be executed. You can actually leave the papers are fixed either by the doors or by the gate, and you will then inform the court in what we call a return of service that so-and-so respondent refused to receive the papers from the court.
And that action, won't it affect the process or may that allow the inauguration to go ahead?
That process cannot allow or affect the process, or it also cannot allow the inauguration to take place. Why? Because what makes the inauguration to stop is not that people have been served, but what makes the inauguration to stop is because the law provides that if a challenge is filed within 7 days after declaration, then the Constitutional Court has to hear that declaration. Mm-hmm. So it's not in the process, but it's actually in terms of operation of the law to stop inauguration.
Mm-hmm. Aywa, thank you so much. Tikazoti edu pamberi apo mutsanangura futi nerurimi rwaamai asi Gibbs ndandawafunza vasaurombe kuti vamwe vanogona here kuramba kutambira mapepa acho ekumatare. Vari kuti hongu munhu anogona kuramba kutambira asi iye chikonzi chaenda nemapepa chinogona kusiya chanamirira kana padhoo pako kana pai. Ndikabvunza zvakare kuti zvinokwanisa here kuti munhu akanga aramba kutambira mapepa iyayo zvizoita kuti kugadzwa kwemutungamiri kuenderere mberi kana kukanganisa mafambiro edare. Vari kuti aiwa hazvina zvazvinokanganisa zvakare nokuti dare ndore ne nyaya yese ndore ne final say panyaya iyo kuti mutongo wakamira sei.
Yeah, so Dr. Spanda, are you having some resistance from some people from getting the papers? In terms of saving those papers, did you have any problems?
Oh, well, there were challenges earlier on when the president's office, the declared president's office refused to accept the papers and send us on a goose chase to the Ministry of Justice. Where we ended up leaving papers there for the president, but also that in that situation, the sheriff is also now have engaged to send or take responsibility for delivering those papers, and the sheriff is expected to have delivered those papers to the residences of all the respondents by 10 o'clock tonight.
Yes, so ke akusiphake ngesindebele ukuthi lihlanganane lobuzima obunganani ekuhambiseni kwamaphepha khona.
Well, abantu abaningi bakhanye bengalisani nokuthola nokuthi bamukele amaphepha awe-court ebesibanikeza wona. Sibuye lo dubanyana oluncane nje ekuhambiseni amaphepha ku-president declared u-president we-ZANU-PF u-president Nangagwa. Sifike ofisini yakhe eMnumntaba building bathi hayi bo lina kuzamele lihambise amaphepha ku-Ministry of Justice, okuyinto engelangqondo ngoba u-president uthola lamaphepha njengomuntu wezanu hatshi njengomphathi kahulumende obungene uthebe njengomuntu wezanu. Kodwa kungasenani sisuke sahambisa amaphepha ku-Ministry of Justice, esiqede lokho sasesisuka-ke sakhulumisana lo let's call it court. What here now is the Muhammad paper MZ, Abunga one to can you send me the present in Nanga for U10 one damn by my rachai? I'm doing sheriff here.
Sounds cool. Maybe let's get a reaction from Mr. Ngobe on some of his procedures.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Ngobe, it seems as if there were some of these challenges, you know, in saving the papers. Tell us a bit about saving papers. What happens really?
An application, the lawyers themselves can serve. But look, they can also elect to utilize the services of the sheriff to serve. But of course, here and there, you know, you may encounter difficulties where people purport to refuse service of the papers. But like my brother Saurombe has just indicated, you know, there are ways in which you can effect service of the papers, which are perfectly acceptable. You can leave the papers at the office of the person. You can serve them personally. You can leave them at their office, or you can leave them with what you call an authorized agent. You can also leave them at home. At their home is not a problem. So all those types of services are perfectly acceptable and provided for in terms of the rules of the Constitutional Court. And also, I mean, should someone refuse to take the papers, you may affix them to the outer door of your premises, or you can place them inside a letterbox. And then what the sheriff does then to write what we call a return of service. It's a document that then tells you that he went to such a place at such a time on such a date and did save the papers in the following manner.
That's a process.
Yeah, it's a long process.
Is it a go for who went on one time? Yeah,
yeah.
Can I also get a minute of
it's really something that is a bit cumbersome. I mean,
this was,
yeah.
That's our own. Munona ere za taurwa na Dr. Swanda, Zukuti Wanga and Boysanga and Matamuziko, Mune Manga, Spama paper. Ziri zvinhu zvinogona kukanganiswa kana kuti munogona vanhu kuti vazvipikise zvakare kudare kana vakuzopira nyaya yekuti takasangana nematambudziko akata.
Izvozvo chokwadi kuti vamwe vanogona hongu kuuya vachiti takasangana nematambudziko aya isiri kumarespondents vanogona kuuya vachiti ivo kwete isu hatina kutambira mapepa. Asi chandinoda kutaura uye chandinoda kuti ndiemphasize ndechekuti sekutsanangurwa zvakare kwazvaitwa navanyuve kuramba kutambira mapepa hazvirevi kuti matare anobva ati iwe hauna zviro kwazvo kutambira mapepa aya. Chinoitika ndechekuti kune zvinokwanisa kuitwa kana munhu achinge aramba kutambira mapepa, kutsanangura kwaita vanyuve kuti munhu achinge aramba kutambira mapepa unokwanisa iwewe kusiya mapepa aya muletter box, unokwanisa kusiya mapepa aya aya wamaafixa padoo, woita iyo yataurwa yanzi return of service. Return of service iyi ndo inoendeswa kudare yobvairakidza kuti hongu mapepa akasiyiwa munhu akatambira, saka unonga usisina iwewe kodzero yekuti ini handina kutambira mapepa.
Asi mukamasiya muletter box vasaurombe kana vanube kana Dr. Sibanda mapepa asiwa muletter box haana kutambirwa nemunhu, vana vosvika vovhura votambisawo kana kuti poiti kuwa imwe tsaona muletter box, munokwanisa here kuzosungirira munhu kuti akakutambidza mapepa?
Hongu munhu anosungirwa kuti takutambidza mapepa nekuti sokutsanangura kwatiri kuita kunyaya inofanha kuti itariswe kubva pakuti taedza kukupa mapepa iwe waramba kutambira mapepa. Saka kana tichinge tamasiya isu taakuti takutambidza mapepa, inonzi service of process yatoitika iyoyo, kuti watotambidzwa mapepa nekuti iwe waramba kakumagamuchira. Kana kuti tasiya tamaafixa pajeti pako, vana zvavachaita navo isu hatinei nazvo. Chataakuenda isu kunotaurira dare kana kuti chiri chaakunonyora mutin of service anotaura kuti tasiya mapepa pakati nengari yekuti zvakati 1 2 3 4 zvaitika munhu aramba kutambira mapepa. Iwe vana wako kana wazodisaidha kumabvarura mapepa kana kumapisa,
izvozvavozvaokumba kwako. Aiwa, tinotenda vasaurombe, rambai muri parunare. Gibbs nemuteereri nekunga ndiye muteereri wedu kutanga mutirongwa. Makadii?
Tiripo zvedu vakuru vangu, makadii zvenyu?
Ndakasimba vakuru, zita ndiani?
Ndonzi Edmo Basera.
Vaedmo Basera, muri kufona muri kupi?
KuBotswana.
Botswana, aiwa, nyaya muri kungoinzwa hanzi hadzirimi, basa radzo ndero kungoteerera. Tipei zvamuri kunzwa nezvamunoda kutaura.
Ini ndingori nemashoko angu mashoma ekuti nyika yedu iyi kuti inake dai zvaibvira vakomana chero Mwari vapindirawo. Nekuti kune vamwe vanhu vekuti hatizivi kuti vangabvisiwa sei, vakaita sana baba Chivengwa.
Vanenge vachibvisirwei?
Dai zvaigoneka nekuti panyaya dzeutongi apa tinoona kuti hakusi kudivi ravo.
Imimi munogona kunge muchidaro nokuti mune musiri kudivira ravowo iwo mukusapota kana kutsigira. Vedivi ravo vachitaura kuti aiwa zviri kutoitwa nanachamisa izvi navachamisa neMDC Alliance dai Mwari atopindira zvisaitike. Saka zvine zvichireva kuti zvichimira nokuti imi muri divi ripi rerwizi, ndofunga ndomaonera andingaita. Asi chikuru chamungataurira vana veZimbabwe padanho iro ratorwa iri chii?
Ndinoda kuti ngavarambe vakashinga vana veZimbabwe. Ngatiite zvekunamata ichaizvo kusvikira zvinhu zvese zvapera. Nekurega kuita mhirizhonga. Ngatirege kuita mhirizhonga sevana veZimbabwe. Timirire kunzwa kuti vanotonga vachati kudii.
Ndizvozvo.
Saka mhirizhonga yakashata nekuti zvinorwadza kuti tifirwe nevamwe vedu. Saka tongoda kukurudzira vana veZimbabwe kuti ngatirambei takamirira kusvika mazuva acho asvika, tigotanga tanzwa kuti matare achati kudii. Kana zvaita saizvozvo ndo panozotanga kuti tingaona kuti tingaita sei.
Aiwa, thank you so much mukoma Edmo Basera. Asi iko kuposikwana imeseji tsaro cheZimbabwe mugereo sei.
Kuno pari zvino tichiri nani zvedu kungoti badzi pakatanga nyaya dzakaita seidzidzi kugara kwedu kunenge kwa kutonetsa. Ninge tongogara chinongedzwa nongedzwa nekuti waingofungidzira kuti pachachinja kuZimbabwe. Saka zviri kuita sekuti iwo havasi kuzvigamuchirawo kuti zvinhu zviri kuchinja. So tingogara chingonongedzwa nongedzwa zvekuti hatizivi kuti tichaguma tava papi.
Ndizvozvo, ya nokuti ndabvunza kudaro kuti ndinzwewo kuti dzimwe nyika dzinogona kuti maita sarudzo kuZimbabwe kusaka chidzokerai kumusha kwenyu kana kuti zvinhu zvanaka kana kuti vanogona kuti zvinhu hazvina kunaka.
Chavari kutoita izvezvi ndechekutoti vakangomirira kuda kunzwa nyaya iyo yekoti iyoyi. Asi mashoko avo vanenge vachitaura vanenge vachiti tisu tiri kuramba kubvisa hurumende iripo. So zvikurusei vanenge vachitoti kunyanya isu tiri kuno kunze vanoti tisiri kuramba kubvisa hurumende iyoyo tofanira kuenda tigonobvisa.
Okay. Aiwa, maita basa zvikuru mukoma Edmo.
Ndinotenda zvangu baba.
Ndizvozvo. Gibbs mukoma Edmo is calling from Botswana. He's asking for God's intervention in what is happening in Zimbabwe. But he also urged Zimbabweans to not to be violent or not to take violence onto the streets as a way of settling disputes or scores. He says, wait for the courts and hear what the courts will say.
So, Dr. Nkulile Osbanda, I hope you are still on the line. And, you know, the question is, what's plan B here in case everything doesn't go the way you want?
Look, President Nelson Chamisa has made it absolutely clear, abundantly clear. He's not missed his words, and he's repeatedly reiterated the fact that he is at the moment considering all options that are legally available to him. So the legal action, the court action, is just but one in a basket of methods that the president will use, utilize, to ensure that the people of Zimbabwe are not cheated of the victory they needed so much. So this country needs to recover. This country needs an economy that can be sustainable. And we know that President Nelson Chamisa continues to represent the only hope for a resuscitated economy, an economy that can feed everyone, an economy that can improve our lives dramatically. So President Nelson Chamisa is looking at a basket of possibilities in terms of how to deal with the attempted electoral theft by Justice Chigumba through her position in ZAC.
Thank you.
Tom Bonzwa, maybe Mr. Ncube. You know, Mr. Ncube, the issue of challenging these election results, this is not a new thing in Zimbabwe. Do you think that what happened in the years, the preceding years, like 2008, 2013, will also come in to affect the ruling?
Courts usually do is to rely on what they call precedence. So, you know, the other side is that seeks to oppose these will quickly latch onto those decisions to try to, you know, sway the court in their favor. But essentially, we would recall that in 2008, we did not have the new constitution. And this time around, we have, you know, the 2013 constitution. I know that there was a challenge, but in that challenge, the MDC ended up withdrawing, I mean, Tsvangirai withdrew the challenge that he had brought for one or the other reason. But also the other thing to underscore is that the Electoral Act was recently amended in various respects. So now when you read those amendments and the 2013 Constitution together, and also taking into account the evidence that seems to be so glaring, then the court is obliged to really look at this closely and determine this issue on a substantive basis, not on procedural issues like they have done before.
because section 93 behoves of them to really review the whole process to say, did ZEC do what it was supposed to do in accord with the law? And then they have to then make any of the orders that are permissive in terms of section 93. Once they found that there was, I mean, a dereliction of duty on the part of the commission.
Hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ngube. There's someone who wanted us to throw a question to Dr. Siwanda. Whether there are any of the presidential candidates who are not respondents in this case, Dr. Swand?
Well, there are not, because the law requires that all the participants to an election that has resulted in a complaint or petition be named in the request to the court. So all the presidential candidates are listed as respondents because the law requires that that be done. It does not necessarily mean that they are therefore part of the draft order that we seek the court to allow. So when you look at the draft order, it is only about specifically about the position of the declared president, the position of ZEC, and also the status of the election in relation to the people of Zimbabwe. And who they voted for as president. So it really isn't a case of identifying or going after all the former, all the candidates. It is really about what the law requires us to do when such a petition is drawn after an election.
Mm. Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Mm.
And Mr. Sawrombe, what about if one candidate wants to to react and say, these elections were free and fair? As one of the respondents, what will happen?
What will happen is all the candidates who are cited as respondents, they are very much entitled to respond in a manner that they see and deem fit. So if they say that the elections were free and fair, they should also proffer the evidence to say that these elections were free and fair. Mm-hmm. Well, the applicant has brought in an application saying the elections were not free and fair and has proffered the evidence to support such an applicant. So if one of the respondents, who is most probably, say, not the first respondent, the third or fourth respondent, the other candidates who participated in the elections, they are very much entitled to that. But as I'm saying, they also need to provide that evidence that indeed what the applicant is saying is not correct.
Yeah, Dr. Swanda, what happens?
Lawyer Kamangutati election Fanele as Louis Luguti Uza seven Zanjani Nalokesa
Yes, I was our colleague. Maybe sitting here, much of a number.
Yeah, but I wanted to throw a question. Kuna Vasmanda and Sandra Kanganwa. Dr. Swanda, a panita is ready with Nyaya Inga Zikwari Nikudare. Is there any deaths given?
Well, no, the law is very clear that the courts have 14 days, but also that the respondents have 3 days. My suspicion is that they should be in a position to respond by next Friday, given that Monday and Tuesday are public holidays in the country. So they should be in a position to have responded by next Friday. And thereafter, the court can then set death, and the process should continue and conclude within the stipulated 14 days.
Oh, thank you so much, Agibs.
And Mr. Machubane Ncube, do you see the case, taking that long, or it would be just a walkover for the respondents?
It cannot be a walkover by any stretch of the imagination, because what I've seen so far, I mean, in in social media suggests that there is mountains of evidence that has been placed before the court. So one has to scrupulously and meticulously go through all this, and the court, I think, will be detained for very long hours, mm-hmm. even perhaps sitting into the night, because they have to do this within the 14 days permissive time in terms of the constitution. So this can never be a walk in the park.
Vasa urombe, zvamunga taurira vana veZimbabwe vakateerera pane ino nguva zvingatarisirwa kubva kumatare. Hello. Taura henyu.
Taura vana veZimbabwe ndezvekuti ngatimirire tione kuti matare achabuda nekuti uye chatinovimba ndechekuti pane zvichaitwa kumatare nyaya iyi haingosandudzirwi parutivi kunzi nyaya iyi nokuda kwekuti pane peji ramusina kunhamba, saka nyaya iyi taakuibudisa. Tinoshuvira kuti nyaya iyi ichanzwika pane umbowo huripo on substantive basis, topiwa mutongo wekuti pane umbowo hwapiwa, pane kutaurwa kwaitwa mukati medare, izvi ndizvo zvabuda. And tinoda kutarisira kuti matare edu achava akazvimiririra pasina avo vanoda kuvapa any influence yekuti vasarudzi kupa mutongo unonga wakarerekera wechisezera mumwe, kunyange asina iye kuita kana kuti kuisa pamberi pedare zvaifanira kusa pamberi pedare. Saka ngatimirire tione kuti matare edu achaita sei.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
And your last word, Dr. Spanda?
From the lawyers on the panel, both of whom are professionals that have served their community with distinction, is that they should expect that the courts will do a diligent job and that the courts will be free from the influence. There is already concern given the statements given by President declared Idi Mnangagwa to the effect that he seems to, or he thinks that he has influence, can influence court proceedings, can influence the behavior and attitude of the Prosecutor General. I think that those concerns are real and they throw a lot of a lot in the air in terms of whether or not people can trust that he is able to allow the court to remain independent. The independence of the court is an important aspect of governing in the 21st century, and I think that the President declared is better advised that he needs to allow that to happen, allow that independence to be exercised fully.
Kuna Mr. Ncube, your last word, Mr. Ncube.
Thank you. This is really a make or break, issue that is before the courts. The international community is watching this with keen interest. And you will recall that the present government has been trying to woo, investors and to reintegrate the country of Zimbabwe into the international community. So if the international community is watching what it means that the courts have to render a really professional and competent decision, if the courts were to make a decision that is bizarre in the light of the mountains of evidence without dealing with those issues which are before them, then it will have a bearing on the investors, because you see, when investors decide to come to your country, they have to consider whether there is the rule of law, and that if they have to have disputes of a commercial nature, are they going to be resolved by default?
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Machobala Ncube. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Dr. Nkululeko Spanda, MDCT Presidential Spokesperson. We also thank Mr. Machobana Ncube, a human rights lawyer based in Bulawayo. And thanks also to Mr. Paita Moyo Saurombe, an attorney. Thank you so much, Jonga. For you, signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington.
In the new Jonga Kandemir in Rukutero, Gibbs Dube Kwaarukwenda. And don't forget to talk about the Kusama Shisha Fichika.
Kakulu.
Kakulu.
Yes.
Yeah, Kakulu. 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 Kakulu.
Kakulu.
Thank you.
Thank you.